Hello and welcome to Lovely Awakening. This is your host, Missa, and this is episode 3, which I named Confessions of an Empath. So first off, I just wanted to thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to my podcast. I greatly appreciate it, and I wanted to also thank people that have subscribed to my channel, that have showed me love, that have possibly shared my podcast with others. I truly appreciate you, and I am so blessed to have you as a part of my life. So I actually, going back, I never knew what the word empath mean. I actually didn't have it in my brain's dictionary. It wasn't a word. Empathy, though. Empathy was a word. And so I've understood that, but I just realized probably about 2 months ago that I am, in fact, an empath. So now you're going to be like, what the hell is an empath? The dictionary definition of an empath is one who has the ability to sense emotions. And then there's a science fiction description, which says a person with extrasensory empathetic ability, capable of sensing the emotions of others around them in a way unexplained by conventional science and psychology. Okay, so now you have an idea of what an empath is. When you have empathy, you kind of like, if somebody tells you this and that, you know, happened, something bad happened, a family emergency, you can have empathy and feel bad for them and empathize with them, you know, that this situation's awful, and be there for them as a support. But a person that is not an empath is not going to feel the actual emotion of this. Whereas myself and other empaths actually act as a sponge, and we absorb the emotions of others around us. If you are closed-minded, you may be like, that's not possible, but it is possible. So I wanted to talk to you guys kind of like how it begins, how you can become an empath, because personally, I know obviously that I was going to become an empath, but a trigger occurs that kind of, it makes you who you are. So many of you may be aware that your subconscious pretty much records everything up until the age of 7 years old. So that's why it is very important, you know, if you have children, to teach them good values and, you know, to get them enrolled in school and learning to read and write and the alphabet and all of that stuff. Because your mind at that age, or up until 7, is pretty much a sponge that's going to absorb everything. So in a perfect world, this child grows up with, you know, a great, you know, great parents, a great family and support system, healthy environment, great, you know, education, tutoring, and all this, you know, all these different things, good values, good this, good that. So their mind is recording these things. So therefore, they are learning how to provide these things, how things work. That's in their mind. Whatever they're doing on a day-to-day basis, or what they see their family doing, that's being recorded, so that's the norm for them. So where this becomes a problem is when trauma is involved or not good circumstances. So if a child at the age of 5 years old, by example, has parents that argue all the time, and maybe there's some domestic violence that's going on, this 5-year-old child is going to pick up that his dad treats his mom like so, that she has to pick up after him, and maybe he expects her to kind of be his slave in a way. And, you know, it's like, you have to make me dinner and clean up after me and wash my dishes and do my laundry. And it's expected and not appreciated. And when it does not happen, he misuses that and abuses her. This happens in plenty of people's childhood. So, being an empath, you're extra absorbing that as a child. So, you're kind of growing up in such an unhealthy state that your mind is absorbing this, and the chances of this cycle continuing is very likely, unless there's therapy or, you know, other examples, changes that are made that are dramatic, because this child's mind recorded all of this and is replaying it over and over and over. So that's why I speak about the importance of being aware and rewiring your brain, because we are all capable. So as far as I'm not going to dive too deep into this right now, but I will give you all a kind of brief reason or timing when I became an empath. So you're triggered from this trauma, okay? So I gave the example of the kid that had parents that fought a lot, and that there was domestic abuse and violence going on between his parents. So personally for me, my mom and dad got divorced when I was age 3, and I hadn't seen my mom, but I had visited with her like 2 or 3 times, and the things that occurred during those visits, when I'm 3.5 years old, or when I was 3.5 years old, were not positive things. They were things that I should not have been surrounded with, or been involved. Because my last memories of my mom were pretty much her picking me up and taking me to the drive-ins, but with a man that I was unfamiliar with. And I was sitting in the back seat by myself, and her and this man were sitting in the front seats, and they were making out the entire time. So I'm just picking up on this, and I'm confused, and I'm just like, well, where's dad? And, you know, why did you pick me up to take me to the movies to watch this? This is not where I, you know, like, this is uncomfortable. This is awkward. So, you know, I'm a little girl, so I start crying and just kind of being fussy and just being weird and uncomfortable. I was just not comfortable. So she started to give me money. She started to throw change behind me and give me money. And then after I didn't stop, she dropped me off at my aunt's house. And then the very last time I seen her, she came by to where we were living, because me and my brother decided to stay with my father as they got a divorce by the time I was 4. She came over and she brought me and my brother a box of toys. And then I never seen her once again in my life. And so I just turned 32. So yeah, it's been a while. I haven't seen her since I was 4 years old. So that happened at 3-4 years old, 3-4. And then at the age of 5-6, I was sexually abused. So much occurred in my lifetime way before the age of 7. So much trauma, endless traumatic events happened up until the age of 7, lots of them. So all this trauma, it caused me to pretty much go in survival mode. And what happens when you go into survivor mode or survival mode is that, so your body, everything is connected. We all know that, like, it's obvious, right? Everything is connected. So if you are in a happy state, then your cells and all the signals and everything going on that's processing through your body is working together in a happy state. So you're sending signals to your brain and to your body that you are happy, things are going well, blah, blah, blah. Now let's switch that over. Let's switch that to now you are in survival mode. Survival mode, you're constricted, you're living in fear, you're just afraid and you don't know what to do and everything is just, you don't know if you're gonna die the next day, you don't know if you're gonna, you know, not have food to eat, you don't know if you're gonna have anywhere to live, you don't know that. So try to tell me that somebody that's growing up in that type of environment is not gonna have different things happen to them and, you know, trauma is going to affect you so much. Now compare that to somebody that doesn't have it, where they're in a happy state. Happier things, everything's energy, everything's flows together. When you're in a happy state, you attract more happiness. But when all you know is trauma, you pretty much have all this armor around your body and you protect and shield yourself. But the thing is, how it works is whatever signal you're putting out, you're getting back in. You're putting out and looking in a mirror, you're not going to see something different. If you're thinking negative, fearful, self-hurting, self-pity thoughts, oh, I'm never going to find the right man, or I'm this, or, you know, I'm never going to lose weight, or, oh, you know what, I don't even know why I did that job interview. Nobody's going to hire me. Well, then guess what? Look in the mirror. And are you going to see somebody successful? Are you going to see somebody with a great dating life or marriage proposal or a happy relationship? Are you going to see somebody that's in shape? No, because you're putting out that you are this, this, and this, which is all negative energy, which is coming back to you, and it's not gonna be good. It's negative, 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 and more negative. Don't expect things to work out good. So I can't stress this enough because, you know, that's just a brief part of my traumas that I have been through. And, you know, as we get more comfortable together on this podcast and I, you know, open up more like a butterfly and, you know, like a beautiful flower, you know, I'm a lotus. So, you know, my beauty is coming through the dirt. And the purpose of me doing this podcast and the purpose of me being vulnerable and talking about all the traumatic things that I used to be embarrassed about and I actually blocked out of my mind completely. In fact, I've remembered so much since my awakening of things that I wasn't even aware of blackouts, of things that I did not want to know at that time. But since I am in a different state of mind, since I am more aware, I have learned when I am thinking back on these things about how much I learned from them and how I went through so many bad experiences and how every time something bad happened, I said, it's got to get better, but I have bad luck and nothing got better. And then after making myself sick and, you know, getting fibromyalgia and getting, you know, depression and bipolar disorder and not being able to work because my body hurts so bad, that is years of trapped trauma. So my mission is to use my voice, my experiences, and my vulnerability to inspire you and anyone that you may feel that could benefit from my message, please share it with them. Because when all you do is focus on your trauma and focus on the negative things, how do you expect for things to get better? Because, you know, I have so many quotes nowadays that are so much more uplifting than my quotes back in the day. And one of my quotes is, every rejection is just redirection. That's from Sahara Rose. And yesterday something happened, and it didn't go my way. I'm, you know, looking to get support and to be in a better financial situation and what have you. And I got rejected for something that I really, really needed. And I cried. And then I went and I repeated my affirmations to myself. Rejection is just redirection. A miracle is just a shift in perspective. And then another favorite of mine is from Heather from Activation Vibration, is everything is working out best case scenario. Everything is working out best case scenario. So what I did was I took this situation that I was sad, fearful of what that rejection was going to entail, and sad and just emotional and frustrated. Like, I automatically, to be honest with you, went straight to, I don't know what to do next. What's going to happen now? And then I became aware of these thoughts. I paused them and I did my affirmations, because everything is always working out best case scenario, regardless of what you may expect of it to happen. It's all a miracle in disguise. Everything always works out in the end. So if you take rejection, you take rejection and you react one way of it where you're frustrated, or, you know what, I have bad luck, or, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. What am I going to do now? Switch the story around. You know what? It's okay. Something else will work out. It's okay. Rejection is just redirection. You know what? Everything is working out best case scenario. Something is going to come appear and it's going to be better than this in the first place. So now you're in the positive flow of positive thinking. And when things are flowing, they're fluid. And fluid moves. So if you want to create ripples and you want things to get better, you need to learn how to react to rejection. Okay? So back to being an empath. So as I mentioned, being an empath is like being a sponge and you're absorbing everything. And you pretty much you absolutely have to unlearn things. So for instance, I was not raised in the best environment. And I was, you know, my dad was on welfare and food stamps and, you know, Section 8 housing. And I grew up with, you know, I remember saying to like my dad one time, bless his heart, he used to be an alcoholic and he has actually been sober for like 12 years now. And so I'm very proud of him for that. But, you know, he had a lot of alcoholic problems when I was growing up. And I remember saying to him one time, he told me to go home and to go eat something. And I told him and I said, so what do you expect me to eat? You want me to go suck on butter? Because we literally had no food in the house. So now when I hear people complain about, oh, there's nothing or that, you know what? You have options, okay, honey? You can make something out of anything. And there's just options. So don't complain just because you want this and that and you want to be all fancy. If you can't afford it, you can afford it. And just make the best out of every situation. And just by letting yourself know that, you know, it's going to get better and you can manifest greatness, but you need to get out of the negative self-pity mindset that are just limiting your beliefs and they're limiting your potential because you're feeding yourself, I can't do this or I'm not capable of doing this. Unlearn any programs that you learn in your childhood. So if your excuse for not cleaning up after yourself is, well, my mom always cleaned up after me. Well, that's nice, but we're an adult now, and I'm glad that you're telling me about your childhood and how your mom picked up after you, but can we learn how to pick up after ourselves? I mean, that's really not a complicated situation, yet so many people will just blame something that they do because they grew up this way. Well, God bless your parents, but they were just doing the best that they could with the tools that they were given. And those tools that were given were programs that were passed on from their parents and the way they grew up. And let me tell you, I guarantee that there's so many limiting beliefs and things that are not to your benefit that you need to throw away in the garbage. And I know that they may be comfortable things, but if they're hurting you, if they're not making you feel better, if they're not a good habit, you cannot have room for good things and good opportunities if you don't throw out the trash. So unlearn the habits by reminding yourself, doing your affirmations, doing whatever it takes. If there's something that you want to stop, then stop with the self-limiting beliefs, telling yourself that you are not capable of stopping that or doing that over or reprogramming it or having a different belief. Your beliefs 5 years ago may not be the beliefs of today, and tomorrow your beliefs may be a little bit different than they are today, and that is okay because we are always growing, and if we are not growing, then we are simply dying. So be aware, if you're an empath, you need to make sure that you surround yourself with people that make you feel good. If you are around negative people, toxic people that bring you down, that are angry or that are always frustrated or they're always in a negative mindset and they don't make you feel good, you're picking up on this energy. So now you're carrying around this, like, you know how you sage and you smudge the area and everything? Well, your soul is picking up on this. And unfortunately, all the sage in the world is not going to get rid of it. You have to limit the time that you spend with people. And sometimes that may even mean that you have to drop relationships, friendships, family members, whatever it be, because if they can't respect the fact that you are an empath and that the things that they do, say, their habits, they affect you that much that it hurts your being, then they can't be a part of your life, or they just have to be a very limited part of your life. Because you have been hurting yourself up until you decide to stop hurting yourself. So I grew up kind of like always, or not kind of like, sorry about that. I grew up always pleasing others. Always pleasing others. And I never did something for myself. If I tried to do something for myself, you know, I wanted to do cheerleading. I forgot what age I was, but I had good friends that were cheerleaders. And their mom tried to tell my dad that, you know, she thinks that I would have been good, you know, to cheerlead. And I think I was in like fourth or fifth grade. And for like that second that she said it to my dad, I was like super excited. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And then he responded and, you know, it wasn't of his beliefs. He thought that, you know, dancing was provocative and, you know, just not, not of, you know, I grew up Pentecostal, mind you, okay? So, you know, he was all against that. So at that time, that's where my limiting beliefs and my, you know, women, the way I looked at women that danced, it was a provocative way because my dad responded and said that I could not do that because it's provocative, pretty much. It's not appropriate. So from then on, I had this belief. So I absorbed his opinion and I made it my own. And when you are an empath, you do that so much. And then you get to a point that, well, at least this is what happened to me just a few months ago, where you have an awakening, or whatever you want to call it, and you realize that there's so many different things that you have just, kind of became accustomed to because of them being other people's beliefs, and you absorbed these beliefs because you're surrounding yourself with people that you care about, so you don't want to let them down, so you take these beliefs and you make them your own. And I've done that my entire life, and it sucks because, I mean, it's nice, it's so amazing to be aware of this now. But it sucks when you're like, hey, by the way, I'm a new person now and I don't put up with this, 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 or that. This affects me, you know. I know I've talked about this before, but I really cannot put up with it now. You know, it's very eye-opening. And it's like getting to know another person. But again, if you are not growing, you are dying because we're not meant to stay the same for our entire lives. We're not meant to have the same haircut, to wear the same outfit, to listen to the same CD, or to eat the same food over and over and over again. Your life should not be an endless cycle of the same thing. It is not Groundhog's Day, and nobody should be living like that. So I, you know, for one, am doing what I can to change my day-to-day lifestyle so that it is different and it's uplifting, because I have damaged myself so much with my being an empath and, you know, absorbing everybody's energy, so much negative energy, and making it my own and making their beliefs my beliefs and thinking and stressing and giving myself fibromyalgia and giving myself, you know, endless chronic pain and fatigue and anxiety and depression and insomnia. It's not fun. So my message for you today, these are my confessions of being an empath. And with my confessions, I just wanted to let you know to maybe write down some beliefs that are really, really important to you, and see if you've been living up to your beliefs or if you're absorbing other people's beliefs and making them your own. And that's a great way to start to make a change. I'd love to hear back from you guys if this episode was informative or helpful, if it helped you in any way. My mission is to inspire others with my vulnerability and my experiences with all of this. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so very much for listening. I truly appreciate it more than I can put into words. If you did enjoy it, please hit subscribe if you have not done so yet. And go ahead and look me up on Instagram. My personal Instagram is Missa Lovely. And you can also look up Lovely Body Essentials on Instagram. I make some amazing body scrubs, face scrubs, body oils, and some cute, cute soaps that I put all of my love and high vibrations into. I hope that you have a lovely day, and I will catch you on the next episode. Mwah. Bye.